Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition for the last 30 years.
It's Rosie on the House.
And a beautiful Arizona, good morning to you all. Welcome. It's the Arizona Hour of Rosie on the House, and I'll tell you why it's a beautiful Arizona day. Because if you were waking up this month in 1936, you'd be down to a half a mile visibility in southern Arizona due to dust coming over from Oklahoma's Dust Bowl. We've had a haboob here and there, but we haven't had anything like the Dust Bowl. Tell you what, Midwest couldn't do that today.
John Steinbeck wrote a book about a family traveling through that called The Grapes of Wrath.
You see the pictures from Des Moines, Iowa flooded out?
Whoa!
Whole Midwest is under emergency flood control. Nebraska, the Dakotas.
More like Des Moines, Iowa, but that's what it looks like right now. That the flooding has been incredible, not only there, but in Nebraska as well.
They're not sending no Dust Bowl this way today. We got rain again this week. Wednesday night, maybe? I don't know. But woke up, rained again? Goodness. Feels like I'm living in the Gulf Coast. Rain every two or three days, it seems like.
Yeah, the rocks are growing tall, aren't they?
Our reservoirs are filling up. Tuesday at the Arizona Department of Water Resources, the seven-state committee signed into paperwork their drought contingency plan that now goes to Congress for to implement.
Yeah.
Here's our plan. Now you guys make it a law. And this was all despite of the Imperial Irrigation District's whining and complaining. You know, they can never be happy about anything. They had the poppy apocalypse in California, and they were complaining.
They were complaining because of the traffic. I was watching ABC World News tonight, and they were pleading people to, if there's no place to park, come back another time. I mean, it was insane, but it is pretty, I have to admit. Nothing beats our Arizona wildflowers, but that poppy explosion in California is incredible.
That's a pretty orange. You can't deny that. But the town north of Temecula, I was looking for the name of it again, complaining and pleading with people to stay away. We're not a Disney-sized town. They had over 150,000 people through their town now. And they even had a keyword for poppy shutdown. Can never be happy about anything. I mean, what would 150,000 people do through any town in Arizona that's of 90,000?
I would never know of a tourist department to go, hey, too many people here. Y'all go away.
Yeah.
Can't please them all.
The Arizona Renaissance Festival has given us family four packs to give away, two adults, two children, plus parking. We are doing this. This is separate from our regular giveaways, so we're going to do this during the week on Facebook. You can go to the Rosie on the House fan page, and we'll give those away. We've got one final weekend of the Renaissance Festival coming up.
And I might say, like Rosie on the House, and that way you can see our posts.
With directions on how to win, and we'll give those out through the week. So if you're looking to go to the Renaissance Festival next weekend, we'll go on Rosie on the House.
Here's the coolest thing about the festival. What is our topic this month? Universal design.
Our on-the-house topic. Yeah.
Sustainability. All the rides at the Renaissance Festival are people-powered. Sustainability. How about that? I mean, the Renaissance folks knew about sustainability before it was even cool to have it.
All the rides are people-powered.
Right. Somebody will push you on a swing or they'll have somebody cranking a carousel, that kind of thing. Yeah, that's one of the many things. And, of course, you know, you can't walk the grounds without saying, huzzah!
I think that's probably the first time I've heard it.
Oh, really? Jen and I had a bet that you had not heard it before. So
did you win or lose?
I won the bet.
You won?
Yeah, I won the bet. She buys lunch.
Nice. That's one of the things that involves equine. And another thing that involves equine this week and today, actually, is Fan Appreciation Day at Turf Paradise. It's Arizona's first sporting franchise. Started in 1956. The first 4,000 people through the gate will get a free Turf Paradise clock. If you have a bulldog, there is a bulldog costume contest. There's live music. There's a kids' fun parks with bounce houses, pony rides, and face painting. There's a barbecue tent. Beautiful weather for it.
Yeah.
Beautiful weather.
It's going to be just perfect.
You may have heard me talking about these horse programs we're going to put together. I haven't got to them yet because there's, as we start putting the content together for this, there's so much content and so much research that I really want to get it right. So it just keeps getting a little farther out there. Because every time I think, oh, we finally got it down, all this additional information we got to pack in. But I've got it broken down into 6 different hours.
Okay.
And it's not like they're going to be in a row. Maybe we'll do one every other month, spread it out over a course of the year.
A 6-part series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one, the history of the horse. There's a book that we're reading for this called Farewell to the Horse that just talks about the significance the horse has played in human history throughout the years. And it's only been within the last 150 years. I mean, even as recent as World War I, there was over 16 million horses in service during World War I. Half of them were died as a part of the war.
Right.
And battle, but 16
it's still,
million horses.
It's insane. And it's still around today because all car engines are based on
horsepower.
Exactly.
So we're gonna break it up into a couple different topics. We're going to break it up into a 6 series topics. The history of the horse first, and then horse use and service, military, mounted police patrols, search and rescue. We're going to break it down into sports. How many horse equestrian sports can you name off the top of your head, real quick?
Well, there's barrel riding.
Okay, so that's rodeo. We'll just consider that one.
Okay. Roping?
That's rodeo.
Okay, that's rope.
Polo, horse races, dressage. There's horse shows. They're in parades. This one's really cool. The Mounted Archery Association. You watch the videos of these riders, and they are
full gallop,
shooting recurve bows, you know, old world style bows with no reins because they need both hands for the bow.
Oh,
you
wow.
think, well, maybe they've got the reins in their teeth or it's on their hand. No, these horses have no reins and they're running these trails and the people are shooting at these targets running by.
Man.
That's
a sport.
They're shooting sports they do off of horses. Yeah, so we're going to do one, just all the sporting events that involve equestrian. Working horses, you know, you've got horse-drawn carriages and coaches. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I got to find if there's any in Arizona. There's plenty in the French Quarter.
Yeah, and there's also in Old Town Scottsdale, too. They still have a few of them. I think on special occasions, though.
So we'll have one on the weaknesses of a horse. They're massive animals, very hardy. But you find those little tiny weak points, and man, you can drop a horse really easy.
Wow.
It's amazing. Uh-huh. And then owning a horse, what it takes to own a horse in Arizona, the size of space you need, what type of horse you should buy, where you can get them, all the different facilities around Arizona that you can buy from and that board and breed. So it's still a big part of human life, of the human lifestyle, the horses. It's changed quite drastically.
When it comes to feeding horses, because I've helped you put bales of hay in your truck to feed yours, I got to work out, folks. But can you feed a horse something else that's appropriate, that's good for them besides hay? You know, occasional apple is okay for them.
On our orchard at the house, that's how we thin our apple trees. We'll go through with a bucket and we'll pick an apple off of every limb because when an apple tree will bloom, you'll have 5 to 6 apples at the end of the limb.
Oh, man.
So each day we'll go through and pick another one off. We'll drop 20 into each horse pen and they eat all our small apples and that's how we thin our apple orchard.
I see all those horses lined up at the fence, just got that look of licking their lips, ready for apples.
Oh, they paw the ground, they kick their stalls, they do all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Susan brought back some books, if you guys are as avid readers as we are, from the Tucson Book Festival. This one looked neat. Dakota Epic, Experiences of a Reenactor During the Filming of Dances with Wolves. That movie's one of our personal favorites.
Yeah.
Tutanka Owachi. I got to spend some time with this one. Hoist a Cold One, historic bars of the Southwest.
I may have to borrow that from you for, I don't know, a year.
Topic research, road trip.
Yeah, want to make sure those drinks
are. But you're driving. I'm doing the research, you're doing the driving.
Oh, great. It's just like me when I go taste wine in California. Hey, Gary, you're driving. Oh, all right, okay.
Another good one I ordered from True West. They put out the 2019 Ultimate Historic Travel Guide, and they've got Arizona listed in the desert Southwest. Different places you can go: Fort Apache Historic Park, Fort Whipple, Canyon de Chelly, different historic hotels throughout the state of Arizona. The La Posada in Winslow, you've heard us talking about.
I love that place.
Rancho de la Osa in Sasebe, the Tancredi Ranch in Tucson, Gadsden Hotel. Our staycation winner is going to Douglas next month. So I think I'm going to have to get a hold of old Bobby and see if he can't donate 12 of these a year.
That's a good idea.
Every time and have one sitting on our staycation winners.
Because we always have new listeners every Saturday listening to the show for the first time. And, you know, we love Arizona so much that this would be a great starter book to get them out.
That would be a great one. And, you know, this Hoist a Cold one, it just occurred to me, you can do this in tandem with April's Arizona Highways edition, where they've got the sandwich trail. 10 featured sandwich shops in Arizona. One that made the cover local press in Wickenburg, where our staycation winner was this month. But look at this muffalata one from Proper Meats and Provisions in Flagstaff.
A muffalata in Arizona? Are you kidding?
I'm
surprised we haven't gained 5 or 6 pounds yet.
You hear us talking about Satchmo's Barbecue in Flagstaff. This muffalata looks like it's going to give them a run for their money.
Okay.
So you got a couple great places in Arizona. It goes from Bisbee all the way up to Flagstaff. 10 different fantastic sandwich shops that made the list. That's April's Arizona Highways on newsstands now if you don't have a subscription.